Hello everyone, and welcome to Charlotte View. I'm your presenter Daniel, and I'm here with your host, Claudia Pareko. It's time for us to distance travel to South Africa and enjoy the Planetary Activation Series with Celia Fenn. These series of activations are designed to support the New Earth timelines by accessing the sixth dimension and co-creating the dream of the New Earth into a powerful story that will carry Earth forward into her future destiny. Celia Fenn is one of our featured innovative, wholehearted, and inspiring thought leaders. She is an international author and spiritual facilitator. She is well known as a channel for Archangel Michael and the founder of Starchild Global. She travels the world to work with groups of people, the energies of Archangel Michael, the Elohim angels, the Councils of Light, as well as the Cetaceans, to bring information about the transformation and ascension of the planet, the Christ Consciousness and the Diamond Codes, the significance of the Grail Codes and the Sacred Heart, and the work of the Indigo, Crystal, and Diamond Star Children. Just tune in, live or on demand, and share, share, share. At any moment, to participate on our shows, please call 805-830-8344 and press 1 to talk with Celia. The Earth is ready. She simply awaits the stories that you, as Masters of Time, will weave in the sixth dimension of imagination and archetype to carry her forward. 2016 energy is that of major transformation on all levels of society on Earth. Your soul missions keep pushing you to engage the creative imagination and to dream and tell stories, paint pictures, create music and dance that stabilizes the spinning timelines and aligns Earth with her destiny as a planetary star of diamond light. Celia is the author of A Guide to Complementary Therapies in South Africa, the ebook The Indigo Crystal Adventure, and The Diamond Codes, Light Information for the New Reality. Celia also works online through the Global Seminar Room, offering online webinar courses to a global audience and certificate courses in the new shamanism. Private channel sessions are also available on a limited basis. www.starchildglobal.com. Every Friday and Monday, join our group of podcasters who are making a positive difference in the world. Now, relax, get comfortable, and allow the activation of the day.
Thank you, Danny, and welcome everybody to Charlotte View. This is your host, Claudia Pareko, and we are listening to 2017, The Big Reset, Harmonizing, Aligning, Balancing by Celia Fenn. 2017 has been described by Celia and San Michael as the year one of sacred planet Earth. The year of 2017 marks the beginning of a new cycle of time and manifestation. It is a time, Celia Fenn says, to sow the seeds of the new in your life. It is the beginning of the creation of the manifest new earth. During this broadcast, we want you to ponder questions like, what will you create in this new time? How will you manifest sacred space in your heart and soul, and also in your environment? And it is our wish for everybody that listens this live or on demand that may your new earth energy signature be the power of love, grace, and abundance that you imprint and express in this new reality of 2017. Today is the first episode of our series of planetary activations with Celia Fenn, and we are going to have 5 more shows in the equinox, solstice, in the planetary new year, 8-8, and there's a solar eclipse that is going to be happening in August that Celia will be here with us. So pay attention, go to charlotteview.net, look into monthly shows, and you can find all the dates with Celia there. And of course, follow Charlotte View on Facebook or Celia Fenn on Facebook, and be always in the loop of everything that is happening and the planets, and of course with Celia and Archangel Michael. Let's bring Celia to the show today and start us on this transformation.
Hello, hey, Claudia.
How are you?
Good. Great to be here. And isn't it wonderful that we've arrived at last in 2017? I think we've all been looking forward to finally exiting 2016 and making it into the what we call the big reset, which is the 111, which was yesterday, and a new wave of transformative energies, ascension energies, and also the beginning of a new timeline. So really an exciting time to be here and an exciting time to be on Earth. I know many people in what I would call the collective are feeling the opposite. A lot of people feeling pessimism and cynicism and maybe anger about what they perceive to be changes that are not in their interests that are happening around the world. And what we're going to be doing in our time today is just talking about what's happening on the new Earth timelines and the path forward in terms of our spiritual evolution and our physical evolution, and how we are going to be creating and manifesting maybe a very different kind of reality to what most people are expecting in 2017. So really something to look forward to. And Claudia, I just wanted to mention that at the end of the show, maybe in the last 10 minutes or so, we will be open to taking questions. So if anybody wants to ask a question, you can do so in that time. And just please try to keep the questions relative to the material that we're going to be dealing with. So that will be after the activation that we do with Archangel Michael. So first I'm going to speak a little bit about the energies for this year and what's coming up. And then we will do a very beautiful activation meditation with Archangel Michael. And then we'll take some questions towards the end, if that's okay with you, Claudia.
Yeah, okay. That is perfect. And I just want to mention that there are many people in listening with their computers. If you want to ask a question, you can do it on the chat room, and you just need to register there. Or come to Charlotte View on Facebook and send me a message there, and I can post your question live today. Thank you, Celia, and let's start with the show.
Okay, well, the title was Harmonizing, Aligning, and Balancing. And these are the three tools or aspects that we're going to work with today to help us to become what Archangel Michael calls a diamond heart warrior for sacred earth, where we are standing for peace, for love, for joy, gratitude, beauty, and harmony. So where so many people are in conflict and confrontation, we simply will be standing for the energies that we will hold in our life bodies and in our lives. I want to talk in an introduction about what this big reset is. What are we resetting? We're resetting the timeline or the time cycle. We're starting a new phase or a new wave. Now, Archangel Michael talks about these phases or cycles of 9 years. We started I'm going to call it the first one, around about 1999, and this went through to about 2008. And this was what I will call the awakening cycle for many people. It was when we became conscious of the shifts and the changes and went through some very basic transformations in our life bodies and in our physical bodies. And quite often we didn't actually know what was happening to us. I remember writing about what I called the Indigo Crystal Adventure, because it was such an adventure to go out on this path, not knowing what was going on, but eventually working out that, yes, we were in alignment with the incoming energy codes. And then the second cycle was from 2008 to 2016, which we just completed. And that was the empowerment cycle, where we worked intensively on ourselves and on our shadow energy and on finding our peace within ourselves and learning how to manifest and learning how to embody the divine light of our soul and spirit. And that brings us to the third cycle, which we are now stepping into. Everything is being reset for the third cycle, which goes from 2017 to around 2026. And this is the Sacred Earth Path, where we work with the sacred earth or the sacred energy within ourselves. We discover or we perceive that within our hearts, within our life bodies, within ourselves, we are sacred space. And then we begin to perceive how that energy signature that we have, and we define an energy signature as our personal energy field. That energy signature begins to affect the environment around us. We begin to have an impact on our environment, starting with our home environment. We begin to create that as sacred space. And then we move out into the community and we begin to impact that. It becomes sacred to us. We begin to interact with the community in sacred ways. And then finally, of course, the earth, the entire earth becomes sacred to us. And we reestablish the frequency of sacred earth, the pristine, beautiful new earth garden. That was always the blueprint for our planet. So when I talk about the big reset, or when Archangel Michael gives us his turn, it is resetting the timeline so that we do arrive at this destination of the new earth and the sacred earth. And in order to do that, we had to go through these massive changes of 2016. And of course, Archangel Michael says also some massive changes in 2017. Of course, we're all expecting those. But what we are working with is how we hold ourselves in sacred space and how we work with the transformation so that we are the ones who anchor the incoming energies in ourselves, in our community, and as a planetary group of awakened beings. Now, I just want to speak briefly about the incoming transformational energy for 2017. I know Claudia did mention some of them, but I think we're going to find that the energy waves this year are going to be very intense because we are planting seeds. We are creating new beginnings. We are going into a new era. So starting on the 1st of the 1st, which was yesterday, we have tremendous wave of light and energy coming in. I'm sure many of you felt that. You might have felt dizzy. You might have felt difficult to sleep. Some people said they felt stressed. There are quite a few symptoms that were all evidence of intense energy coming in. And this will continue over the next 10, 11 days, the stream of energy, because on the 10th of January, we have our second 111. So between now and the 10th, we're going to be riding this wave of ever increasing, let's call it gestational energy, where we're going to be planting the seeds for our next cycle. Now, Archangel Michael says, this is a wonderful time to think about what do you want to achieve in your next cycle? what do you want to create in the next 9 years or even the next year? And to align with your passion, to align with your heart, to align with your dreams and desires, and not to allow anything to hold you back. But just to remember that you are now in this place of creativity, manifestation, and new energies. Now, what is going to be really exciting is that in February, next month, we have two eclipses, a lunar eclipse and a solar eclipse. And together with the energy of the 2-2, this is going to lift us into the first stages of manifestation. So coming up in February, big energies as well. Then in March, we have the equinox. In June, we have the first solstice of the year. And then, as Claudia mentioned, in July and August, we have the planetary new year. We have the Lion's Gate portal, the 8-8. And interestingly enough, just before that, on the 7th of August, we have a lunar eclipse. And then on the 21st, a solar eclipse. So the big energy months this year are going to be February and August, in terms of the incoming light codes, transformations, and changes. And then September, the equinox, November, the 11-11, and December, the solstice again. Now, why I'm pointing this out to you is that this is what we call the sacred earth calendar. It's not the Gregorian calendar that people follow in the third dimension. It's the sacred earth calendar, and it's based on the movement of the earth, the movements of the seasons, and the way in which the eclipses affect or introduce energy into the planet. So as a light worker, as a conscious being, what you are doing when you follow the sacred earth calendar is you are acknowledging the transformational passages, the stargates, and the moment in time when these waves of transformational energy come through. Because this is how we flow with the transformation. We actually allow ourselves to move with the waves of life codes that come through at these times. And this is where Archangel Michael talks about the importance of maintaining what he calls your energy signature at high frequency. Because what happens when these moments occur, when the life codes come through, many of us get knocked sideways, we get bounced around because the energy is so intense, so powerful, and we go into symptoms and we go into physical body distress. Now, I'm the same as the rest of you. I also go through them, so I'm not saying I'm any different. But Archangel Michael is saying in this new cycle, we will find it easier to move through these energy waves if we stay in alignment and if we harmonize and balance our energies and we are open to the flow of the new. And that means often simply to relax and allow. I think what has happened in the past is we've become a bit tense about what will these energies be and what am I feeling, all those kinds of things. And Archangel Michael says, kind of relax, let it pass through you, don't resist, just accept what you're feeling. But he also says that he knows that many of us are empathic and we feel the collective. And you might have noticed perhaps yesterday and today, when you woke up, you felt perhaps sad or depressed, or maybe you felt like, yeah, I don't want to do this New Year thing, who cares? Well, that is what is happening in the collective consciousness. And if you felt like that, then you are taking on the energies of the collective, and it's not your energy. And then Archangel Michael says what we need to be doing then is to be focusing on what is our energy. We're not depressed. We're not anxious. We're not fearful. We have worked on ourselves to the extent that we know we are not those things. But what we are is aligned and harmonious and balanced. So immediately, if we go back into working on ourselves and our balance, we will find it much easier to move with these energies and to be able to not be so subject to symptoms or to feel so knocked around and out of balance when we go through these huge energy waves. So let's talk now about how we do this. How do we, in 2017, as we go through the many challenges that will come our way, how do we keep ourselves in harmony and aligned? Well, Archangel Michael says, in terms of harmonizing, this means to work with and to balance your 13 chakras and to work with your 13 chakra system. And to remember that there are these three hearts that you work with. You work with the earth heart, you work with your own heart, and you work with the cosmic heart. At the center of your balance, of your harmonizing, is your own heart. To be in your heart, to be in love, to be in compassion, to be centered in that divine spark, that infinite place where you, the essence of you, is anchored. And this is where your energy signature is anchored, in your essential divine nature, which means that you are always in this light of joy, compassion, love. It's a wonderful place. So when you're feeling the despairs and the angers of the collective, go back into your heart and connect with your soul energy and with the infinite energy. Connect also then with the earth heart, and know that you are anchored to the earth through the earth star chakra. This is your own beautiful, let's call it rooting system, whereby your physical reality and your spiritual reality are rooted into the earth and your existence is anchored on the earth. So very important to harmonize your heart and your being with the heart of the earth and with the earth star chakra. And then also important to work with your physical body chakras, the seven chakras, to balance them and to ensure that they are clear and functioning well. And then to work with your celestial chakras, your soul star, your solar chakra, your galactic chakra, and your cosmic chakra. And to align with the divine heart. And this will bring you into harmony. And not only will you be harmonized, but you'll also be well-grounded and ready for whatever comes your way in 2017. Now, when Archangel Michael talks about the second aspect, aligning, he means aligning with the incoming waves that we talked about already, aligning your heart with the cosmic heart and with the incoming waves that come from the cosmic heart. Because what happens is these beautiful light codes, they come from the divine heart. So in reality, we should be able to integrate them into our hearts very easily. But we, in the past, we forgot about our connection with the divine. And so we weren't that familiar with the powerful energies that come from the divine. But now we are. So we are ready. We are expecting these waves. And as we said earlier, no resistance, simply acceptance, simply flowing with the waves and allowing them to do their work, which is transformation, cleansing and clearing, and doing whatever we need. If we need to rest, if we need to take time out, whatever we need to do in order to allow that alignment to happen. And then feeling with that alignment, energies of gratitude and love and joy and compassion. because that is who we are. When we are harmonized, when we are aligned, then we feel those very deep energies coming from our infinite self into our reality. And then the third aspect that Archangel Michael talks about is balancing. And here he says to me, as I was preparing this, remind them of the old saying that as above, so below. So as we activate our light bodies and as we become more attuned to the cosmic heart and more in alignment with the waves of energy, we must never forget that we need to ground these energies into the earth and that we need to ground ourselves into the earth. Especially in this incoming year of 2017. Now, I've noticed when I work with people over the last couple of months that many people have beautiful light bodies, beautiful auras. They're very in sync with their soul, but they're having difficulty in grounding their energy. And Archangel Michael said it's not because they're blocked. It's not because they're doing something wrong. It's simply because the collective energy is so powerful that they can't find a place to ground their vision. Now think about that. In 2017, it is going to be absolutely important that we begin to ground our vision and our dreams and what we want to create. We have learned how to manifest. We've learned how to focus intention. We've learned how to work with our dreams. But now we have to draw on our rainbow diamond heart in order to take that warrior energy and manifest our dreams and desires. And how we do that is we're not trying to manifest our dreams on the old earth matrix. We're trying to find, or we're trying to create, or we are creating rather, sacred space. So we are going to create and manifest our dreams and desires. We're going to ground them in this new earth matrix of sacred earth and sacred space. Now think about that for a minute again, Archangel Michael saying, maybe a shift of perception that we're not going to try to make our dreams a reality in a matrix that is not accepting of who and what we are, but rather we're going to find a sacred space, a sacred community to work with us in order to create a new reality and the new earth. And this means, isn't this wonderful, that the time has now arrived when communities of people with similar visions are going to start coming together, when we will first of all find what is our passion, what is our mission, what is our purpose now in this new cycle, what are we drawn to create, and then we will be drawn to the people, the groups, the communities who have a similar purpose. And we will begin to manifest for the sacred earth through our creations. So when you think about grounding, I'm grounding my energy, I'm grounding my vision, I'm grounding my timeline, it means to take that vision of the new earth that you are holding and your desires, your passions, your dreams. And Archangel Michael always says, dream whatever you wish. Let the dream be as big as you are, or even bigger. Whatever you want to create on that new earth timeline. But then make it your intention that you will manifest that in reality. But in the reality of the new earth. Now, it's very important that as you're doing this, that you don't allow yourself to be drawn into the despair and the anger and the frustration and the conflict that goes on outside or out there. Because at this point, at this time, we need to be focused on what we're creating and what we're doing in the new earth. So let's think about standing for sacred earth, not being involved in conflicts, not being involved in aggression, not being involved in anything that is of lower frequency, but focusing on being in that space of sacred energy. And sacred energy is creative, it's joyful, it's beautiful, it's harmonious, it's peaceful. And for us to ground that on the earth is going to take intention, it's going to take effort, it's going to take us doing something. It's no longer enough to just talk about it or think about it or meditate about it, although we will do all of those things. What we need to do now is to actually physically and using our physical energies create sacred space, create a place in our lives where we do this work, create spaces in the community, create planetary spaces where this energy of sacred earth can be felt. And important too, to use these spaces for creativity and for sacred activities such as ceremonies and meditations and personal work that is aimed at creating sacred space for the new earth. So I think it's really exciting that we have so much to do and so many opportunities to ride the wave of this 111 energy, begin planting the seeds that will manifest into new creations by connecting with ourselves, with our hearts, with our souls, and finding out, what are we here for? What are we creating? What will be our creation in the next timeline? And also, Archangel Michael saying, don't be upset if you don't know immediately what it is. If you have no sense right away, simply ask your higher self and ask your guidance to direct you in the direction of where your soul would like you to be. Because in this new timeline of the 111, it's very important that we align with our soul and listen to our soul as it guides us in our way forward, because we are embodied soul and spirit, and we need to work with soul and spirit in finding out what is our energy signature, what is our creation, what is our dream, and how do we embody this on planet Earth in 2017. So this is really such a wonderful challenge and a wonderful gift for us. So Claudia, if it's all right with you, we're going to make a space now for our activation with Archangel Michael.
Yes, is that okay? It is fine. Yes.
Good. Okay. So we'll ask everyone to just get ready for working with Archangel Michael and with the legions of angels who are standing by to work with us on this wonderful 2nd of January as we go into this beautiful new cycle of energy. So please make yourself comfortable. You can lie down. You can sit as long as your spine is straight. And just follow my voice as we invite Spirit to work with us. So we start with the heart. Focus your energy into your beautiful sacred heart. And know that you are loved. You are deeply loved. You are a being of light. Feel that light in your heart. Feel yourself connecting to that light. Just allow that light to move down your body, through your feet and into the earth. And all the way to the earth heart. And feel how you are connecting with the pulsations of the earth heart. aligning your own beautiful heart with the earth heart. You are one with the earth. Bringing that energy up through your heart and through the crown chakra to the divine heart, where you feel yourself connecting with the pulsations of divine light. You are infinite love and you are one with infinite love. Just bring that energy back to your heart. And now just let that energy move outward into your light body. And now we are creating a circle of light that stretches around the earth. And all those who are listening to this broadcast now, and all those who will listen later, are part of this beautiful divine circle of light. And into the circle of light, we invite the presence of Archangel Michael to be our guide in this activation as we seed our dreams and desires for the new earth. So we feel the connection. Beloved ones, this is Archangel Michael. And we are indeed joyful to be with you on this beautiful day, at this beautiful time of this new beginning. We invite each one of you to celebrate in your heart the new beginning that you are partaking in, that you are helping to create, for indeed, you are helping to create this new beginning. Each one of you who has incarnated on the earth and chosen to be awake and conscious at this time is part of that new beginning, because you are creating it through your dreams and your visions and your manifestations and your creativity. So we ask you now to come together in this space of divine light as a circle around the earth, holding energy for the earth. That where there is a collective energy of despair and anger and confrontation and fear, that you may bring another energy, a higher consciousness of love and joy and peace and creativity, and bringing the energies of the new earth and the higher dimensions down into the fifth dimension to manifest the new earth. So we begin, beloved ones, by working to harmonize ourselves, the angelic beings. We harmonize with earth and with you. And we ask that you, as human angels, spirit beings in bodies, work also on a daily basis to harmonize your energy field. We ask you now to feel how your heart center is open and spinning with divine light, and how that light moves into your solar plexus and your sacral and your base chakra and into the earth star chakra and down to the earth heart chakra, harmonizing all of the chakras on the earth plane level, harmonizing with the higher chakras. So feel how the throat chakra, the brow chakra, and the crown chakra are also harmonized with these energies. And then moving up to the soul star chakra, the solar chakra, the galactic chakra, and the cosmic chakra. And all 13 chakras of your new system are aligned and spinning with divine light. And the diamond light is moving through you from the divine heart, from the galactic center, and through all of the chakras and into your light body. And you are the diamond light. And so, beloved ones, we ask you now to feel how that diamond light is moving through the circle that you have created and moving around the earth and being sent to every place on the earth where there is a need for hope, for optimism, for joy, for a new dream and a new vision. Let that energy find the hearts of all who are willing to open to the new reality. And now, beloved ones, we ask you to feel how there are waves of energy coming from the divine heart. At this time of the 1-1, in the next 10 days until the 10th, waves of divine light pulsating from the divine heart. We ask you to align with those energies. Feel how you are simply riding those energies in your life body, and absorbing them and transmitting them into the earth, and grounding them where you are. And as you receive these energies, you feel, this is all right, this is fine, I can do this. There is no problem. My body, my cells are ready and willing to receive these lights and these energies and these codes and to make the transformations that are necessary. And as you feel these waves descending through your body and into the earth, hold the energy for the planet. Know that there are many out there who are struggling with these waves and who feel disoriented, who feel pessimistic and lost. We ask that to them you send your energy signature of confidence. We can do this. We are doing this. We are doing this for the greatest good, for the highest good of the planet and all who live on her. So, beloved ones, hold that energy. In 2017 and beyond, be the lighthouse that holds the light codes for the planet. And now, beloved ones, our third aspect of balance. We ask you now to feel in the state of harmony and alignment how you are the balance between heaven and earth. You hold that balance in your heart. There are many who have no connection to their galactic origins and to heaven. And there are some who are caught in the spirit realms and unable to ground themselves on the earth. But you, beloved ones, you are the bridge between heaven and earth. In your bodies and in your light bodies, you hold that connection and you hold it in your heart. And we ask you to feel that divine flow of energy from spirit into matter and from matter into spirit. And at the center is your heart. And your dreams and your desires and your vision of the new earth that you are creating and manifesting. And so, beloved ones, at this moment, we ask that you feel the seeds of new creation in your heart. You are the ones who are creating sacred earth. You are the ones who are creating a vision of reality. It includes honoring the earth and honoring all life as creations of the divine. And as you feel those seeds in your heart, nurture them with love, with compassion, with gratitude, and feel how in the coming year they will begin to take root, they will begin to sprout and blossom. And over the years become the structures and the realities of the new earth. And as you do this, feel the optimism and the joy. And as you feel that energy in your heart, beloved ones, let that energy move around the earth. Wherever there is sadness, wherever there is darkness, wherever there is pain and loss, bring the energies of hope, of a new beginning, of optimism and love, because that is who you are. And beloved ones, we ask you to remember that this is your energy signature and your frequency. You are the vision. You are the love. You are the hope. You are the new reality in spirit and matter as one. And you are creating the dream and the story of the new earth. And beloved ones, we ask you to feel around you that you are not alone. There is such a strong presence of the angels, of the light masters, of all the beings of light, the ascended masters, who are here to thank you on this day and to work with you and to direct your steps forward and to support you in your choices for the new earth reality. And we ask you to feel how each one of you is now receiving the diamond light as a transmission into your crown chakra, as a gift at this time. Feel that radiant light moving through your body and lighting up the circle so that around the planet is a circle of diamond light, transmitting the dream and the manifest reality that is coming of the new earth. So just for a moment, hold that vision, hold that energy. And so it is. And so we thank you, beloved ones. And so we are going to hold this energy, the diamond light around the earth, for at least 24 hours, but we ask now that you can return back to your bodies, having done your work, and we will return you to the channel. So just breathe deeply now, and breathe once again, and one more deep breath, and so returning into your physical body. And so thank you for being present with us in this activation. It was wonderful to have you here. And I must say, I noticed that when I was busy speaking, the birds outside were going absolutely crazy. And now that I've finished, it's peaceful. So I feel that even nature was helping in our activation today. So Claudia, if you're there, we do have some time. People would like to ask questions or any comments that they would like to make. Now's the time.
Yes, so I'm going to ask, we have a lot of people listening with your phones. If you press 1 right now, I'm able to patch you through and so you can ask your question directly. So just press 1 and... also, if you're in the chat room and you're ready for your question, write it up, and I will ask your question to Celia. We do have one caller. Her name is Jessica, so I'm going to have her on the show. Welcome, Jessica, to Charlotte View.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi. So... I was just listening while you were doing that activation and everything, and I guess if Archangel Michael has any thing that he could share for me, because I have an idea of how I'm to serve in 2017, or at least my immediate, let's say, assignment, you know, things to do. But with that said, I do a lot of... resting and sort of waiting and being, you know, like today I'm just sitting around. There's nothing inspiring me to do anything else. And I just wanted to, I don't know if you could share anything about that. I guess I'm just sort of waiting for the energy to move me, but I don't feel, even though I know the direction, I just don't feel called to, quote, do anything.
I think a lot of people are in that space. It's a very good question. And as I said in the show, it doesn't matter if you're not feeling, you know, on day 2 that you absolutely know what you're going to be doing. I also feel, I don't know the specifics, I have a feeling of what's going to come because I can feel the energies moving, but I'm not moving into anything as yet. So, you know, Archangel Michael saying, this is the seeding period. So if you can feel the beginnings of things happening or the dreams that are coming or the way the energy is moving, perhaps it's more important to just become aware of the flow of energy in your life and where it's taking you, you know, as you work with your soul, because your soul knows where it's going and knows exactly what it needs to do. So our work is to align with the soul and allow it to guide us into the next step. And Archangel Michael says probably maybe around mid-year, July, August, you'll probably start to feel something crystallizing for you as a new direction. But, you know, be kind to yourself. You don't have to push yourself. You don't have to become anxious about it. It is the 1 year. So it's the whole year is about starting something new, new beginnings. So just work with that. Thank you for that question. Mm-hmm. I think it was a good question.
Thank you.
Okay, Claudia, is anybody else?
Yeah, we're going to go with Marianne. But just following on Jessica's question, I was wondering, you're talking about, well, Michael, Archangel Michael says about a 9-year cycle. So my question to you, and you might have asked the same to him, is, okay, so we're planting things now in the first year. Are we supposed to wait until year 9 to have any results?
No. Well, yes and no. In terms of getting to year 9, that will be the completion of the energies we plant. But the we start to see results for what we're doing right away. You know, the moment you plant a seed and you water it, something pops up. You don't have to wait 9 years. But if you do wait 9 years, you're going to probably have a tree full of fruit, whereas in the first year, you're only going to have a little sapling with some leaves and a flower, you know. So things will start to happen. But Archangel Michael also says, be patient, you know, go with the process and allow things to grow. One of the things we've learned working with these different cycles and the different waves is that there is a process in nature. Things take time. You know, we plant the seed, we watch it grow, and then we harvest. So we need to go through each of these phases. But that doesn't mean that we're going to have nothing until, you know, 2026. I think this is going to be a wonderful cycle, because the energies are so powerful that whatever we decide to put our energies into will definitely manifest in miraculous and wonderful ways for us. So I want everyone to be really optimistic about what's coming up in this year and in the new cycle.
Yeah, and the difference, like you mentioned, with our eyes wide open and not in the blind, as we were on the last cycles, at least some of us were.
I think so. I think it's wonderful, you know, that we actually are starting a cycle knowing what's happening or having an idea of what's happening and not just kind of falling into it and thinking, now what? Which is what a lot of us have been doing in the past. But now we have a really good conception or perception of what's coming and how we can interact with these energies and master them.
Sorry.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, so let's go with Marianne from New York, and let's get her on the show. Welcome, Marianne.
Hi, welcome. Thank you, Claudia. Hi, Celia. How are you?
Good, Marianne.
Nice to be here. I had a strong feeling come up in me when you were talking about the 13 chakra system and we started to go through the activation. I want to ask about adding two more chakras, and that would be the womb chakra of Mother Earth and then the galactic womb chakra. Because I feel like, you know, this is my own personal thing, of course, but I have a feeling a lot of people are going to resonate with this, and that's what I want to ask you about in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of what goes on and why when we're having these intense symptoms is also we don't feel safe. And the womb energy is a place where we've gestated for 9 months in our mothers, and we also go through these 9-year cycles, which is also, again, that number 9, of being in the place of the womb, of feeling a sense of comfort and safety when we are having these intense times and these intense, you know, ascension symptoms. That could we add those two chakras to this 13-chakra system? I mean, I'm guessing we can. And our own womb chakra would be second chakra, but if we added, like, we have the earth star, we have the earth heart, and then adding that, you know, womb chakra of the earth, and then that galactic womb, to just add that in to maybe feel, I mean, I don't know, I think it does help me when I go to that space of really, gosh, I'm going through this challenge and I don't feel safe right now, and you're feeling the collective fear on top of it. So do you get any, is there anything you can, I don't know, share about that? Anything that comes to you, if Archangel Michael has anything to say about it?
I think it's a very good concept. I like the idea of the 9 months, you know, the pregnancy and being held. The way I would look at it is that the earth part and the earth, the galactic chakra already functioning in that way. So I wouldn't see it
in the womb. Okay.
But if you wanted to, there would be no problem with that. You know, that as part of the earth star, for example, you could have an earth womb between the two, maybe, or your galactic womb would be between the galactic chakra and the cosmic chakra. I would have no problem with that at all, because I do see that the galactic chakra, for example, does form that diamond womb that holds us. Anyway, that's how I experience the galactic chakra. In the same way that the earth heart, the way I experience it when I work with it with Archangel Michael, does hold our earth energy. You know, it's almost like a diamond, I call it a diamond cavern, but it could be a womb-like thing, you know. So I think your perceptions are pretty similar to...
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, because whenever you talk about the earth heart and then the galactic heart, for some reason it goes right to the womb. For me.
Yeah,
I don't know. So maybe it's not about adding two more chakras because it's already within the heart space.
Maybe it's about redefining what those chakras mean and how you work with them.
Okay,
you know,
that helps.
We're so new to this, you know, we don't really know what, we haven't explored it to any extent. So I think that what you're suggesting is a way of making our chakra system more nurturing. Because
that's
as
what
I said,
it feels like. Yeah.
As I said in the show, we get bounced around and we don't feel safe, and these energies knock us off our feet. So if we can feel safer and more aligned, then anything we can do to make that a reality is very good.
I like that. Well, thank you. That helps clarify, because I immediately felt that when you talk about the earth and galactic heart, it, for some reason I feel this, it's like the heart and womb are one.
Yeah, as a creative space.
And it's a creative space, yes, absolutely. Okay, thank you. That helps a lot.
Thank you, Marianne. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so now we're going to the chat room, and we have Eileen, and she is from Colorado, and she is saying, I am working with a group to help educators to work with children through compassion. Does Archangel Michael have any ideas for our group?
Working with children.
As an educators through compassion.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of age group we're looking at. I don't know if we're looking at 5 or 6-year-olds or teenagers or whatever. But it's really a good idea, because part of the whole balancing, aligning, harmonizing is to align with compassion and with love. So what you're effectively doing when you're working with children is helping them to harmonize and align and balance as well. So that is so important. Archangel Michael says for our children, they also feel these energies. You know, when these waves come through, they feel them too. And maybe they can't articulate what they're feeling, but if we can help them to be in balance and to be in alignment and to harmonize themselves, then it's going to help them to ride these waves as well. So Archangel Michael says to Eileen, perhaps a good thing would be to try to formulate ways of bringing the children into that state of harmony and balance as part of working with compassion, that they understand that compassion comes from being balanced and being connected to divine love in some way. You know, I don't know what the nature of this group is, whether it's open to these concepts, but I think the younger that a child learns about energies and energy fields and how to work with them, you know, the better it is as they grow up, they'll be much more competent and able to deal with energy fields and to work with these energies. So thank you for that question, Eileen. And I wish you wonderful things with your work and with your children.
Yeah, and she just confirmed that the age of the children are between 3 and 6. And
oh, little ones.
Yeah, so that's the perfect age that you mentioned to start teaching them about
yes.
the chakras and energy field and all of that.
Yes, and also because children at that age are still very close to spirit, so they have a much better link or connection to spirit very often before they start, you know, growing into culture and losing that connection. So it's a very good time to work with them and to help them to ground those energies. Because also between 3 and 6, there you're dealing with very advanced crystal children. And so they know these things, they're connected. And it doesn't really take much to bring them into harmony and alignment.
Okay, so do you have time, Celia, for one more caller before we say goodbye?
Okay.
Okay, so, one other caller just popped in, but we're going with Helena, and she's in New Jersey.
Hi, thank you.
Hello,
Celia. Hello. During the end of last year, my ways become much more clear for me, but a little bit of an issue in having what I need to make it happen, kind of financially and in the physical world. If Archangel Michael would speak to that.
What Archangel Michael says is that many people have this problem because they're kind of between what he calls the economic grid and the new earth grid. So they're not kind of entirely sure where they're going to draw their energy from. So it really is a matter of focusing your energy onto into the new earth and manifesting what you need and not allowing the economic grid to kind of hold you back, because you have the ability to manifest whatever you need to open your way forward. And I can really promise you that when you make that shift of perception, that you will have whatever you need to open your path. So it's just a matter of maybe redefining what you're grounding, how you're doing it, how you're manifesting, and really putting all your energy into that process of working with the abundance that comes from spirit rather than with the economic matrix and how it limits you and holds you back.
Okay, so, yeah.
Good. Well, I wish you lots of joy with that. And I really, from personal experience, know that how wonderful it feels when it just opens up and what you need comes to you. It will come to you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Helena.
Thank you, Claudia.
You're welcome.
So there's one other question, but do you have time, Celia?
Okay, one question.
Okay, so this is a caller 201321. Welcome to Charlotte View. I'm your host, Claudia. Can I have your first name and where are you calling us from? Hello, 201321.
Yes, my name is Jacqueline. I'm calling from New Jersey. I just have a question. As the lady was asking the question about the kids in school,
mm-hmm.
How are you able to help teenagers or young adults come into harmony, especially with a lot of the changes in the energy right now? Because I think they're being bombarded with more than anyone else.
I'm sure you're right, Jacqueline. It's very difficult because teenagers are your crystal indigo generation, and they're very empathic and they pick up the energies, and it's very difficult for them. Unfortunately, by the time they're in their teen years, they are basically adults and they have free choice and free will. So you can't make them do anything. You know, you have to offer it to them as a choice. And the best you can do is try to show them that there are ways of working with their energies and filtering the energies, of staying in their heart, staying balanced, and working with the incoming energies, as we've done in the show. But it really does have to be by their choice. I know I've worked with many teenagers, and, you know, you just have to offer them as a choice. And quite often, because they're teenagers, they reject it because it's seen as coming
right.
from the adult.
Right, because that's been my experience with my son, who actually is 18 now. And
yeah.
by the time I started to understand and look into it myself, we were both going through the same lesson
mm-hmm.
at the same time. So,
yeah.
you know, I know that he rejected it initially, but I still want him to be able to remember or at least put in practice the things that I'm trying to teach him, because I know that he listens even if he doesn't respond. And he's
yeah.
extremely empathic.
Also, don't forget the power of meditation. You know, go into meditation and ask his higher self to come into
mm-hmm.
that space and work with his higher self, you know, and ask the higher self to plant these seeds in his consciousness so that when the time comes, he will remember these things that you've taught
okay.
him. You know, that's the best you can do for him, because you can't make him follow the path, but you can plant the seeds and you can ask his higher self. And if this is for his highest good, that you work with him and help him on his path.
Okay.
So
within
you.
My meditation, I can actually
yeah.
meditate for him to receive these seeds.
Yeah, you can actually call the other person's higher self to come and be with you in the meditation.
Okay.
And, you know,
thank
if
you.
If they allow that and if they're okay with that, then it's a very powerful way of
okay,
passing
thanks.
Information on a higher level.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jacqueline. Okay, great.
Celia, there is one more question, but I don't know if you are just done with questions right now.
Well, we can do one more, but this is just the last one, Claudia.
Yeah, sorry about that, but they waited. Okay, so this is Marilyn, and she's here in the States. And welcome to Charlotteville, Marilyn.
Good. Yes, thank you very much. And thank you, Celia, for your beautiful message and wisdom. My question is, in moving in with the new energies and the activation that we've had today, I'd like to some perspective on the abundance factor. So I feel called to do some work, but currently the funding for the work is not available. But it's
mm-hmm.
a good work. It's establishing well-being in communities, and I feel peaceful about the work and the people. Is there a natural way that then organically the abundance factor comes through, or things I should be focusing on?
Okay, that's a good question, Marilyn. Archangel Michael always says that abundance is part of the natural flow of spiritual energy. So when you are focused on your path and when you are manifesting according to being aligned and balanced and harmonized, then abundance becomes part of it. But again, as I said to the first caller, you know, when you are looking to the economic matrix, for the money, you know, or for the support, there's often a conflict of interest in yourself. You know, where am I grounding
right.
my grounding it in spirit, or am I grounding it in the economy? And I think this is a conflict that a lot of us are going to be working with in this year. I know I'm working with it myself. Where does my abundance come from? How do I manifest abundance outside of the economic matrix, but inside of the sacred earth? And I think
yes.
that. Just focusing on this is sacred work, it is sacred earth, and knowing that the abundance will come in miraculous ways because we are grounding, and as I mentioned in the show, we are grounding this reality in the new earth and not in the old economic metrics. So Archangel Michael says, just be patient and focus and know that abundance is part of the whole flow of the new earth energy.
Oh, that's very affirming and very reassuring and makes perfect sense and very peaceful. Thank you so much, Celia.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Okay.
Okay, so we have reached the end of the show. But before we leave, Celia, would you share with the people about the webinar that you're going to start on February about the soul signature and how they can get into that?
Oh, I just wanted to let people know that I will be starting the first webinar series of 2017 at the end of the month so that we go into our classes in February when we have the powerful waves of eclipse energy coming through. And we're going to be doing the webinar series on the energy signature and, you know, what is an energy signature? How do we recognize it? What does it mean for us? How does it align with our soul purpose? And how do we maintain our energy signature despite what's going on around us? So I think it's going to be a really wonderful series. I'm looking forward to it. And I think it will be very helpful for people over this wave of energy coming in February. I will have that up on my website in the next week or so. So please keep a lookout on www.starchildglobal.com. You can also join my mailing list, or you can find me on Facebook because I do a lot of announcing courses and things on Facebook. So please keep up if you would like to know more. And I look forward to being with you for our next broadcast, which I think, Claudia, is the equinox in March.
That's correct.
Good.
Okay, so thank you, everybody, for being here. And please, just as to help us out, just share this episode with everybody that you feel can gain something out of it, and everybody will. So thank you, Celia, for being here, and thank you for everybody for adding your soul signature to this transmission, because it works.